All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Articles Show. Man, it's like I keep wanting to say Grimm's Uncanny Valley or something else, but yeah, we do an articles show. So, we want to make something we want to go through something real quick. So this is only with MGTOW.TV, and we want to kind of talk about this. So, basically, there was a video I made, specifically on MGTOW.TV. We're not going to go through it, but I do want to highlight a request here. And I want to highlight a comment. Okay, so there was basically an issue that the guy who runs MGTOW.TV was having with my content. He basically, I said I was going to put up some softcore movies, you know, some of the classic stuff that might be on BitChute. For you guys that are on BitChute, maybe you've seen some of the Emmanuel or the Russ Meyer, you know, Vixen, Super Vixen, stuff like that. You know, stuff that has stories and that's interesting, not just regular old bang-em porn, which even the guy who runs BitChute said he didn't want to have. So I was like, okay, cool. I want to put some of this stuff on MGTOW.TV because it is a place for men, and men do seem to like the content, because if you look at my videos, people do like naked women. But there's also a story, and it's not just, yeah, you know.
But
what they said here, what one of the guys said that I didn't know, he said he tried to add the MGTOW.cafe or a forum a while back, and some groups were just dedicated to hardcore porn. Well, see, I understand that happens, but that's not something like, yes, we definitely do AVN and Artgay that have the hardcore scenes in them, but we don't always do that kind of stuff. Obviously, we do everything. We're doing a new show right now. But, also, apparently Pop is doing a bunch of naked, in his chat, there's a bunch of naked women. I don't know anything about that. I don't know about his political party. I don't know about any of that. But what he is saying is people tried to upload sexcapades.
Political party of titties?
I think he said a guy named Whoremaxer. He was juicing himself with steroids, and he fucked some hooker and tried to upload it, and they flagged him. And,
they tend to do.
See, that's kind of... Look, if I was going to do any kind of videos like that, they wouldn't be on MGTOW.TV or BitChute. They'd be on some kind of porn site, and everything would be... Yeah, there's other places to put that kind of stuff. You don't put that on...
Ex-Hamster.
Like, I got a question.
Yeah.
Why would a bunch of guys want to watch another guy... I mean, I know cuckolding is a thing, but this community generally, from what I...
Well, cuckolding, it would have to be... A girl.
Yeah, and his wife. But I'm talking about...
All right.
But I'm talking about this guy is a member of the community, right? But he decides, hey, I'm going to go ahead and show you guys me fucking this girl. And, like, to me, that wouldn't interest me. Like, if we got a character or it's a story or something like that, okay, fine.
Perfect
but
camera
But regular
angles,
old...
I mean, actually got people that know what they're doing.
Yeah, and... but some regular old dude that's just
I don't watch it for the dudes. Mm-hmm. If anything, I'm into POV because you can place yourself in that person's place usually.
Yeah.
Because it's like from their perspective, railing a girl.
Yeah.
I'm always like, oh, well, that'll get me in the mood.
Yeah, but like I said, guys, this isn't something I wanted to do here. Basically, when I said Grimm's Theater, Grimm's Theater is basically going to be like, we'll do action movies, we'll do science fiction movies, we'll do some horror, we'll do, you know, softcore, like I said, there'll be some grindhouse stuff. There'll be some, you know, I want to kind of watch some of the movies first before I post them, because I want to make sure that when I post stuff here, that it's actually something you guys would want to fucking watch. I don't want to put stuff here that I don't want to watch, right? And I'm not saying that I'm, like, the god of taste, but I'm just saying, like...
I usually, if there's something I like, I have a good feeling other
people will like it, too.
And I'm usually right.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of how I feel. I'm like, hey, that's actually really good. Like, when I saw Vixen, Super Vixen, Valley of the Ultra Vixens, those were all pretty good. They had different plots. Of course, the first movie is anti-communist. And that's really heavy at the very end of the movie. There's some really interesting stuff there. And I think you guys would actually like that. So I would love to put that in. I can't put the Blu-rays up. Like I said, I'm not putting any Blu-ray content. No Blu-rays, because I just don't trust them. I think they're too new, and I think they'll get hit. But if we post DVDs and we post VHS copies, we should be fine. It's the Blu-rays that have the remastering and all that. That's the what they'll try to hit. So, if you do like any of the movies that we put on here, please feel free to go buy them on Amazon, because I'm sure they're not that expensive. And I know the Russ Meyer Vixens collection is on Amazon. It got remastered. I have them, but I'm not going to just give you them for free. You need to support those. But I can give you the DVD ones. Those are okay. But, so that's what we're going to do. And, of course, I said, nah, we're good. I mean, people seem to be all right. I mean, they know that I'm not going to put hardcore porn on there. Do I have hardcore porn? Yes, I have hardcore porn. But am I going to put it on here? No, because that's not what we do. We don't just show you fucking hardcore porn. If it comes in as part of the videos, like with the lust theories and all that, but you guys...
I don't want to watch hardcore porn with my friends. I'm sorry.
Yes. When it comes in, like, the lust theories and all that kind of stuff, that's fine. It doesn't bother me. But when it's, like, actual people fucking... Like, I'm not... it doesn't really do much to me. And of course, you know, Pornhub, you can just literally type that in and find all the little hardcore porn you want. They even take the scenes out of the games and just throw them on there, which I think is really disrespectful, honestly, because it's like, dude, you got the scene without the fucking context, so you have no idea what's going on.
Well, they aren't looking for context. I know that, but that's... I'm sorry. I would come already, but I don't know the context of this scene. If I only knew why they were fucking, I could bust a nut more efficiently.
Okay, you made a point. You made a point.
A very good point.
So, yeah, guys, on BitChute, yes, I do have another channel. It's called MGTOW.TV. It's Grimm's Dungeon of Degeneracy. We've had it for six or seven.
I can't remember how many times I've watched porn. It's like,
we've had it like for 7 years now, guys. It's
like,
been around for a long time.
I wonder if they go out to eat at a steakhouse or if they go somewhere fancy before they.
It's a smaller channel. It's always been a backup. So, all right, guys, that's what I have to say about all that. So, hey, if you guys like that and you see this video on BitChute, you want to subscribe there, go ahead.
There's plenty other places to come, but we're glad you picked here to come.
Thank you. Come again. Okay, so we have to talk about something that also revolves around porn, but it's a hell of a lot more fucking hardcore. Okay. Boom. Wife slices off her husband's penis and cooks it in bean stew after catching him watching porn.
She just can't be happy.
A Brazilian woman accused of hacking off her husband's penis and cooking it in a bean stew after killing him has been arrested. The woman from Arclândia, western Brazil, is said to have added part of her husband's sex organs to the meal and eating it after ending his life in a revenge attack when she caught him watching porn.
At least she ended his life first.
The victim has been described locally as a 37-year-old, but no details have been released about the alleged killer. Police believe the woman acted out of jealousy and rage, local media reported. Detectives are said to have found the dead man's body, minus his private parts, near the couple's home after relatives reported him missing. His wife reportedly confessed to her sick crime during questioning.
Can't have beans without the Franks!
It is not yet clear if she was the only person.
Well, it looked like he was hard when you sliced it.
Who tried to. That is obviously just a Shutterstock image.
Maybe the juice is swollen up. You gotta let it marinate. You can't just put a wiener in there and eat it in 30 minutes. You gotta let it slow cook.
It is not yet clear if she was the only person who tried the stew she cooked or if others ate it unaware of its ingredients.
It was the hit at the church luncheon.
My, this is a wonderful stew, miss.
Sister Margaret says, I think I've had this before.
The gruesome crime comes months after a Brazilian pensioner was arrested after confessing
definitely
to removing and eating a man's heart and genitals. Damn, y'all gotta be careful in Brazil. Celso Marcus Ferreira was found...
When they say they're hungry for dick, they're hungry for dirt.
For real. was found dead back in March without his penis and part of his heart in a town square in the beach resort of Paribe, a two-hour south drive of Sao Paulo. A bloodstone note had been left alongside his mutilated body, which claimed the woman known as a gringa, the nickname suspect Josefa Lima de Sousa used, was responsible. A knife with dried blood on the blade was also found at the scene. What? Josefa, 65, confessed the sickening crime after being held with her partner, claimed that she attacked her alleged victim after discovering he was a child abuser. She reportedly told cops he had eaten his, she had eaten his penis and heart after cooking them.
She act like he just caught him watching Gina Jameson. Child molesting.
She reportedly told cops, this was another case.
But it is coming from
this is another case. This wasn't the same case. This was another woman who'd also eaten the man.
They're all in to eat weenies.
She reportedly told cops she'd eaten his penis and heart after cooking them. It also comes after a furious wife sliced off her husband's penis last year after he allegedly said another woman's name during sex. And this happened in the Philippines.
If you see your wife getting off the Silence of the Lambs, run.
Good Lord. This is crazy.
And beans, the least sexy food you can eat a weenie to. Like, it's gonna make you gassy.
Okay, so we're done with that one. Alright, so this just happened. There's two dead after a ship strikes the Brooklyn Bridge, snapping the mast and injuring the crew members.
Did they enter the crew members?
A Mexican Navy sailing ship on a global...
crew member already been overset. I've been waiting my whole life for this.
A Mexican Navy sailing ship on a global goodwill tour struck the Brooklyn Bridge in New York on Saturday, snapping its three masts, killing two crew members and leaving some sailors dangling from harnesses high in the air waiting for help.
I wonder what woman was captain of that ship.
Good Lord, what the hell happened? Objective: do not crash into bridge. Mexico.
This is how it went. Dude told the lady captain, "You're gonna crash." She's like, "Fuck you! I don't need a man telling me what." Fuck, they're all dead. Just like the helicopter.
The cause of the collision was under investigation.
Yep. Guess what? A lady did it. End of story. Only explanation: men know how to measure shit.
That's insane.
Ask your friend what his last measurement was when he measured his dick. He'll tell you down to the centimeter.
Disgraced teacher gets 30 years in prison for sexually abusing elementary students. Good! And do we need to say anything else? I don't think we need to say anything else.
Man.
30 years!
She could have molested me. Well, she molest all the young ones that don't want it. They ought to have a prison outward program, like take a prisoner, leave a prisoner. I'll take her for the weekend. I'll leave this piece of shit.
Ugh.
Mary.
Woman divorces her husband after ChatGPT analyzed coffee and saw signs of infidelity. A Greek woman has filed for divorce after ChatGPT read her husband's coffee and suggested he was having an affair. Well, we have AIs ending marriages before GTA 6. A marriage of 12 years is coming to an end after a couple decided it'd be fun to have ChatGPT read their Greek coffees and interpret the coffee grounds in the cups. According to the Greek City Times, instead of getting a fun quip from the AI, the man's cup claimed that he had been fantasizing about a woman with the initial E and was destined to begin a relationship with her. Meanwhile, ChatGPT analyzed her cup and claimed that her husband was already cheating with this mystery woman who wanted to destroy their home.
Was it right?
Originally, the man laughed off the analysis, but his wife had had her heart broken. She took it seriously. She asked me to leave, told our kids we were getting divorced, and then I got a call from a lawyer. Then I realized it wasn't just a phase, the man told Greek morning show Tolpiroino. After not agreeing to a mutual separation, his wife served him with divorce papers 3 days later. The husband, however, maintains his innocence, with his lawyer adding that the AI chatbot has no legal standing.
You know, the ridiculousness of this case, he shouldn't lose any money or
nothing.
He should lose nothing. She should get nothing. She's a hairy Greek and is obviously stupid as shit, and he's better off without her.
A few years ago, she visited an astrologer and it took a whole year for her to accept that none of this was real, he added, recalling that his wife has a history when it comes to supernatural beliefs and is often into trendy things. This isn't the first time an AI has caused relationship woes. Back in 2023, a spike in men texting AI bots on Instagram behind their partner's back sparked a debate on what constitutes cheating.
Boy, they need to do some coding on ChatGPT. It's going to end up... Of course, if your lady's that dumb, wouldn't you want to know?
Right. NYC students score far below state national averages on SAT, marking some of the lowest scores in years. Years, folks.
They're stupid.
They might be. Look at their math. Their math skills are about like mine. Their reading and writing. My math skills are not. They've never been good. But reading and writing. Terrible.
Well, they didn't need to ask if I was good at math. They said I squint my eyes. I should be. I don't squint my eyes.
Why autism cases have risen so much since the 90s. Man, you must have liked those.
I'm just hungry.
Oh.
They're
the beer steak Pringles. Because that's literally the kind of food we have in America. We got beer steak Pringles, we got beer chicken Pringles, and we've got beer sausage Pringles.
Brats. Beer brats.
Brats. It's still sausage,
big
right?
Big difference. Yeah, it tastes way better than regular smoked sausage.
Why autism cases have risen so much since the 90s and three common myths to ignore.
I'll tell you, kielbasa sausage is really good.
Oh, man. I know it's good. Autism or autism spectrum disorder has been a topic in the news a lot recently, yet the complex neurological condition remains widely misunderstood. Autism is a difference in how someone's brain works that shapes how they interact with the world. Clinically, it's a disorder that affects brain development and causes social communication and behavioral differences. With such a wide range of traits, autism truly is a spectrum. Gaining a deeper understanding of these nuances is key. We address some common myths and offer guidance on supporting children and families after a diagnosis. There's no single known cause of autism. Given its complexity and wide range of symptoms, it's likely that multiple factors contribute. This neurodevelopmental difference is something children are born with. It has nothing to do with parenting style, vaccines, or foods. Bullshit. Research suggests that genetic and environmental factors may contribute to the risk of developing autism. When we say autism is genetic, we mean that variations in certain genes can influence how a baby's brain develops. These variations may occur spontaneously or be inherited from family members. For example, if one child in a family is diagnosed with autism, the chances increase that a sibling may also be diagnosed. Certain factors may raise the likelihood of autism, including advanced parental age, infections during pregnancy, birth complications, having a premature baby, or one with lower than expected fetal growth, or taking certain medications while pregnant. Having a risk factor does not mean a child will develop autism. These factors increase susceptibility, not certainty. Why have autism rates increased? In the 1990s, 1 in 1,000 was diagnosed. Today, it's 1 in 31. The rise is largely due to greater awareness, improved screening, and updated criteria. I don't believe a lot of this. I think that...
I would have to ask who's doing the study, who's
right.
writing the article, because a lot will tell you about who's
I don't like some of this. They're doctors, but I don't know. Shavlev and Nayar. Dr. Rebecca A. Shalev and Dr. Kritika Nayar.
Now, it's no surprise. It's no mystery at autism has risen.
Yeah.
So,
and it's hold on. Here's what they say. They say right there. They say that it's a gene. Okay. It's a variations in genes. Do you know what red 40? And green 40 and blue 40 do? They change variations in your DNA. And I've got a friend of mine that's a chemist who can he can vouch for it. He works with 10 kilograms of these substances. And he can prove that they mess you up.
Because he's highly
But he says, I work with this stuff in the lab all the time. Yeah, I can tell you, this stuff...
Went to school for it, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And he said, this stuff will mess you up.
Oh, yeah.
And again, if we've got vaccines that are changing DNA, is that RNA vaccine?
Yeah,
mRNA
like
vaccine?
RNA. Yeah, mRNA.
And we got that, and
they
we also have...
People.
And we also have food chemicals that are changing.
Because you like it red, doesn't mean you should have autism.
Right. Like that red 40 and that Fanta right there.
Damn straight.
Uh-huh.
Well, I never said I wasn't on the spectrum.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you know what I actually think it was? The red Kool-Aid.
The red, ooh, yeah.
Because there was so much of that going around in the 90s. I think red Kool-Aid was probably...
I think purple was my favorite.
But all of them had it. All of them
like
had red and
blue. Strawberry Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Strawberry Kool-Aid was the red Kool-Aid. That was... Dude, that was straight red 40 dye.
And that's where homemade
dip.
Was better than... Well, I'd say homemade. Using the packets instead of buying it in stores is better. Like,
oh, yeah. That's what I was talking about, though. But that whole shit was dyed red 40. The damn shit you pour in was dyed red 40.
Yeah, the flavor's way off between the two.
Yep. Okay.
But I like my red Kool-Aid.
Yeah. San and... Okay, so this is interesting. Actually, it's kind of sad. But,
Mother bought son ammo, tactical gear, as he plans...
Potential attack against the middle school. Detectives say that Ashley Pardo expressed to the school her support of her child's violent expressions. That's what she said!
She's as retarded as he is.
Right. A San Antonio mother is accused of facilitating her son's desire to carry out threats of mass violence against a middle school and now faces charges, according to arrest documents. The affidavit states that 33-year-old Ashley Pardo was arrested Monday following an investigation into threats made by her son, a student at Rhodes Middle School on the city's inner west side. Authorities,
I'm assuming she's 33 and has a kid that
Wait till
age.
You see her. Authorities said he had a fascination with past mass shooters and was later allegedly found to have ammunition, a makeshift explosive, and a note referencing mass shooting incidents. Pardo is accused of giving or buying her son some of those items, including the ammunition, tactical gear, and various army clothing. On Monday, school officials confirmed the student was detained off campus and faces a charge of terrorism. Please know that we take all potential threats seriously and act immediately to protect everyone in our care, wrote the principal. We will always remain vigilant to ensure our learning and working environment is safe and secure. How it was reported, a San Antonio Police Department detective first contacted the boy in January over concerning drawings, including a map labeled suicide route, the affidavit says. The student reportedly wrote up the name of the school with a muzzle flash drawn above it, along with the timestamps. Later in April, he was suspended after he was allegedly researching two New Zealand mosque shootings that left more than 50 dead in 2019 on his school-issued computer. He was briefly assigned to an alternative school before returning to Rhodes last week. School officials implemented a security plan upon his return due to continuing concerns, of targeted mass violence, the affidavit says. Meanwhile, the student had been staying in a relative's home off and on due to his behavior, authorities reported. On Monday, the relative contacted law enforcement over concerns in regards to items she found in her home belonging to the boy. The woman told detectives she found him hitting a live bullet with a hammer and stopped him. The affidavit says he admitted he got the ammunition from his mother, who had been taking him to a surplus store and bought him tactile gear in exchange for babysitting his younger siblings. Documents describe the items purchased items purchased for the boy by his mother, including magazines, tactical black vest capable of concealing ballistic plates, tactical black helmet, and various army clothing. The boy's relative The boy's relative told detectives that on the morning before going to school, he told her he was going to be famous and made mention of 14 words, a detail the detective said was a reference to white supremacy writings. He was picked up by his mother and left the school. Upon searching the student's room, arrest documents say the relative found the magazines loaded with live ammo. She also allegedly discovered the improvised explosive device using a mortar-style firework wrapped in duct tape, an alteration that the affidavit says was meant to make the device hold more pressure than its design, causing a larger explosive force. The arrest warrant said Pardo was also made aware of the threats made by her son and had been in contact with police, CPS, and school personnel. But detectives said in the affidavit she expressed to school her support of her son's violent expressions and drawings and wasn't concerned by them. She faces a charge of aiding and commission of terrorism after officials said she helped her son gather items found to have been used in other acts of mass violence. She was released from jail on a $75,000 bond. Who the fuck paid that?
I'll tell you, and this is no offense to anyone else.
You gotta see this mother, though. Maybe they'll show her. There.
What a cunt.
That's the mother. Yeah, that's the mother.
That's why she's got a son that wants to kill everybody.
Uh-huh.
You just look at him.
Yeah. That was the mother. Well, I mean, look at it. That's everything you need to know right there.
And no, there's obviously no father figure in there, because who's going to want to be with that? I'm not saying that to any other single mother family or kids, but it is statistically correct that people with both the mother and the father in the household tend to be in less trouble as they get older.
Whoops. Well, hey, if you want to download YouTube videos, there you go.
I'm sure there's statistics like whether the father's around or, you know, other things involved in that, but overall, if there's a nuclear family, a lot of times kids do a lot better than if they're separated or single parent household.
Honestly, guys, I'm actually for YouTube video downloaders. I think they should exist because a lot of that stuff goes away. Yeah. So it should exist. Of course, BitChute. They actually allow you to download. You can even download this video.
I want to say you can pay to download at YouTube, but I can't. I don't know if they've changed it.
They might have changed it, and it might just be certain videos, too.
Well, so, they have a download button, but I think it's for paid
subscribers. Department of Homeland Security considering pitch for U.S. citizenship competition reality show. The idea from reality TV veteran Rob Warsoff would see immigrants compete in a stereotypically American activities like collecting gold from a mine in San Francisco or assembling a Model T in Detroit.
How about if they can run 100 yards without getting shot?
You want to do that? You want to do the long walk. You'll see. The movie's coming out. The Department of Homeland Security is considering a reality television show pitch from a Duck Dynasty producer that would focus on U.S. citizenship. The show, called The American, would put immigrants through a series of challenges as they compete for U.S. citizenship. It's being pitched by reality TV veteran Rob Warsoff. As he confirmed on his Facebook page on Friday, it's not mean-spirited. Instead, the American is a celebration of what it means to be American. At a time when our morale is at an all-time low.
It's game show. It's all about being American.
Why don't we do this one? I got this idea. We have this. We take these violent felons, right? These really violent felons. And we put them. We make them fight against the world's best martial artists, you know, all kinds of stuff, and we make it unfair.
And if they don't die,
maybe they get free.
And it's a big maybe, but maybe
they get free.
Every bone's broken in their body. Yeah. See. Oh, you didn't say that in English back across the border, buddy.
It's like,
well, and the big deal too is these people that they're sending back have not contributed to society. You know, the left will tell you all these things, but there are benefits to coming in this country and not having to pay taxes and not having to, you know, do all the things that citizens have to do to keep the country running.
Well, here is the next one.
You have to assimilate. You can't just speak your own language the rest of your life. No. speak American or you're going back across the river.
All right,
so Rio.
This is our last one. And surprising to nobody, female prison officer who tried to get pregnant with exceptionally dangerous rapist and had sex with him 40 times on duty avoids jail.
Did it work?
A female prison officer who tried to get pregnant with an exceptionally dangerous rapist and had sex up to 40 times on duty has avoided jail. Sherry Ann Austin Saddington, 29, became besotted with sex offender Bradley Trengrove after he was moved to HMP and the Vern in Portland, Dorset.
I wonder what she looked like.
We'll see. The pair, you'll be surprised. The pair embarked on a six-month relationship which involved them often having sex in prison workshops while nobody was around. The female prison warden even got pregnant by Trengrove, although she later lost the baby. During the affair, Austin Saddington smuggled a mobile phone into the Category C prison for her lover so they could communicate. The mother of three saved his name and her mobile under husband-to-be, a court heard. When Trengrove, 31, was moved to another prison, she visited him using a fake name. She was so infatuated with the convict that she went along with a bizarre plan to get pregnant by him again. During a visit, she smuggled in an empty Calpol syringe in her bra so she could artificially inseminate herself with his sperm he had wrapped in cling film for her. Sherry Ann Saddington, 29, pictured.
She looked good.
Yeah.
Looked like she could do better than a hardened
criminal. And there's the guy.
He looks like he's got fetal alcohol syndrome. Them eyes are way too far
apart. And that's her again.
Man, I would.
And that's her again.
I'd try to get her pregnant until I found out how dumb she was. And then I like, no, only smart babies come out of that vagina.
She enjoyed boxing before her fall, which left her in a wheelchair.
Oh, well, maybe the wheelchair harder for her to get away. Maybe it was forced upon
her. Austin Saddington, I mean, from Weymouth.
No, was, you had me at whore. Why do you keep trying to sell it with the wheelchair?
Was given a suspended sentence after pleading guilty to charges of misconduct in a public office only because she has been wheelchair bound, having suffered a fall following her crimes. Really? Trengrove from Cranbourne, Cornwall, was already serving a 13-year extended jail service for raping a woman and having sexual activity with a child in 2013 and 2014. And she wants his baby 40 times.
I need to blow his balls off.
He was given another two...
Not in a good way, with a gun.
He was given another 2 years and 3 months to serve on top of his original sentence for his part in the sordid affair. Bournemouth Corn Court. Bournemouth Crown...
Born in the mouth corn cob.
Bournemouth Crown Court heard Austin Saddington started working as a prison officer at the Vern in July 2019. She was given a written warning in 2020 for concerns over professionalism and interaction with prisoners. Her probationary period was extended because she was suspected of having an inappropriate relationship with two prisoners. And this is stuff you'd expect to see in an AVN. You get thrown in prison, I mean, and the freaking girl, the guard is like, trying to fuck you.
I understand they're trying to
That's her now.
Oh, did he fuck her into a wheelchair? What the hell? Man, he really rocked it.
Okay, anyway, in January 2022, she was transferred to the same jail where he served his sentence.
What did she...
She began a relationship with him in August 2022, with him telling police they had sex 30 to 40 times. Robert Bryan, prosecuting, read out some gushing messages the prison officer sent Trengrove, stating he was the one and she would love him till my last breath and he was her reason for living. Mr. Bryan said, he said things moved on from
being... if the machine gets unplugged.
He said things moved on from being friendly in August, September 2022. He said, I did maintenance work around the prison. There were lots of workshops. We would meet down at the workshops where less people were around. Got to the point she was coming in for work on days off and we would work together for 3 or 4 hours at a time. He said they had unprotected sex 30 to 40 times. She told him in November she was pregnant with his baby. He encouraged her to be less risky, but said that she would mean... But she said that would mean less opportunity to meet. She lost a baby at about 8 weeks. Trengrove was moved to HMP Channing's Wood in Devon in March 2023. Austin Saddington sent Trengrove intimate photos while he was at Channing's Wood, but these were intercepted by staff. On May 26, she visited him under a false name. During a pat-down search, officers found she was not wearing any underwear and had the empty syringe in her bra. She was arrested. Emily Cook, defending Austin Saddington, argued that her client should not be jailed due to her ill health. She said she has this incredibly devastating physical event that has occurred since her offending. In February 2024, her then-partner awoke to find her on the floor. She doesn't know how, but something was going on with her spine.
She's
wheelchair dependent. She has her liberty curtailed for many months, not by the court, but by her ill health. You can see from the messaging they formed a very intense and infatuated relationship. She takes full responsibility for what she did. She's ashamed and upset. You are not sentencing the woman who committed these offenses. She's a very different woman now. Nick Robinson, defending Trengrove, said it was genuine infatuation. He was not corrupting her. He said everything was driven towards having conversation with someone he genuinely cared about. Before this, he was a good prisoner, working hard towards the earliest possible release. He knew what he was doing. His heart ruled his head. Judge Jonathan Fuller, KC, told Austin Saddington, "The prison service expects the highest standards from their employees. Failure to apply those standards can have an enormous and lasting impact on the prisons, the care of inmates, the integrity which is to be maintained, and of course public confidence. Your betrayal of that trust represents a serious and prolonged misconduct by someone in public office."
Oh, yeah.
"I am mindful of your current physical state and pending rehabilitation. For that reason only, I reduced the sentence in order to suspend it. Had it not been for the accident that befell Miss Austin Saddington, the sentence would have been an immediate sentence of imprisonment." He added, "The intensity of their feelings towards each other, as shown in the messages, could perhaps be described as mutual obsession with each other. The express intention was that they should spend the rest of their lives together. The relationship was equal halves, both making the wrong decision. Austin Saddington admitted misconduct in the public office and conveying a mobile phone into prison. She was sentenced to 2 years in prison, suspended for 18 months with 25 rehabilitation activity days. Trengrove admitted encouraging or assisting her in the misconduct, having a mobile phone inside the prison, using it for unauthorized transmission of images or sound." After the case, Detective Inspector Alistair Quinn of the Southwest Regional Organized Crime Unit said, "We are committed to working with our region's prisoners to root out corruption. We'll be looking to take similar action against other prisoners who seek to corrupt prison staff." Clearly, by entering into a relationship with a prisoner, Austin Saddington was herself also committing a serious offense and undermining the already challenging work her former colleagues do. Okay.
Nice.
Best rated. Why are women allowed to be guards in men's prisons?
It is.
Okay, so we're done, guys. That's all we got for this one, and we'll see you next time for more on the Grim Articles Show.
Later.
Enjoy the decline.